This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, Episode 8. I'm a T-shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Before we get started today, we want to remind you guys that our show is sponsored by
Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports Matt and Matt, supports the producers, supports the underdogs out there. So we appreciate the support from Don't Sleep Energy. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media platforms at Don't Sleep Energy.
All right, we got...
I know one thing. I need some Don't Sleep.
Pop it open. I got one right here, right in front of you, without a... let's hear that pop in the... There you go. We don't lie on the show.
We, Drab and I are both loosey-goosey, a little tired today.
I know.
Dre, why don't you tell him why you're tired?
I get Rick when Jason talks about one day where he doesn't get 8 hours of sleep. And I'm like, oh, you poor baby.
Yeah. Oh, you went to bed at 9:45.
Now, look, most of this is my own fault because I have a dumb schedule where I like to stay up late at night and watch sports and take
you
naps in the middle of the day.
You have some me time.
I'm not disciplined like Jason is, but like last night, I slept maybe a total of 90 minutes. My kids were throwing up in the middle of the night and screaming.
Yeah, Drab came in this morning and said, I'm cranky.
I did. And I just asked Valdez, I said, is this going to be a funny show or a serious show?
I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm cranky. and I'm cranky because I don't know what's going on, but my neck is stiff. I can't turn. I get about 3 to 5 of these a year.
What are you just doing? Too many shoulder shrugs?
You think CrossFit is to blame for my stiff neck?
CrossFit causing injuries? I haven't heard that before.
It was actually, I slept on it funny two nights ago, And then I was doing some massive deadlifts, and now it's killing me.
Every time you talk, you say something about you lifting weights, you always say it's massive. Or, you know, whatever happened to repetitions? Do they still do those at CrossFit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. All about the reps.
Okay.
All right. You got to get your AMRAP.
Actually, Valdez and I, we are excited for the show because we got a lot of notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was a lot of non-sport stuff to get to this week. And so this will be junkie-centric. A lot of times we go into our own little stories, our own...
Oh, there's going to be a lot of commentary about the junks today.
Positive or negative commentary? It's never really positive, is it?
TBD.
All right. Well, let's start with the parlay last Friday.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about the parlay.
Now, look, Cakes angered us last week, and that is pull the curtain back. He did anger us on Friday when he picked a -230.
Look, this is here's the problem.
It's your fault because
the parlay might die, and it might die because it's run its course. The segment has run its course.
Okay.
And if it wasn't sponsored by FanDuel, I don't know if we would do it anymore because it's about as fun as assisted suicide.
Yeah, well, it's a very serious comparison. Yeah.
But
I think I came up with a way for it to be fun for us.
Well, and the listeners were right. Some of them were saying, you know, there's no accountability on the parlay.
Okay, quickly explain what the tracking system you came up with that they didn't hear.
So there's no accountability. So nobody cared about the segment. Nobody was putting any thought into their plays.
Rickle.
Yeah.
Eric.
That's basically what it was.
Eric was just off the cuff, just picking some random thing with no thought.
And it kind of hit me when Drab hit his huge Iowa women's basketball play.
Yeah.
You know, he's the big unit's back. So I go, you know what? For 2023, let me go back and calculate everyone's record. Let's calculate everyone's units. So that took a lot of time and effort
and
a lot of math to do.
Okay. You were working on it for like two shows.
I was working on it for two shows. I had a spreadsheet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought it was a great presentation that you gave.
Yeah. So I came up with everyone's record, how much everyone would be up or down if they bet $100 on every game or $100 plus the juice. And what I wanted to do was make the segment fun again. So how do we do that? We have some sort of competition. We have some sort of standings. We have a penalty at the end of the year for the person who is the worst. It's not let's all praise the best one out of six. It's all you got to do is not be last.
It's like don't be last in your fantasy football league.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
Well,
the most uncreative worst thing of all was Jason going, well, the loser buys everyone dinner.
Right.
Because there's zero payoff to the show.
Okay, but
I think
you probably went wrong with your harsh punishment for coming in last place.
Well,
on the junkies, because the tracking is great and us joning is for them junkies is punishment enough and probably too strict of a punishment. But to have Jason to think about standing outside on a set with a sandwich board that says I'm the world's worst better or whatever.
Yeah. I pick losers
is terrifying to him and to the other guys. They don't want to be mocked outside the studio. They don't want to be mocked in the studio either, but they definitely don't want to be mocked outside.
I hardly think that's mocking, but
right.
But I just now I want there to be a payoff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they're just completely out on any kind of payoff.
Okay, maybe we change the payoff.
I don't mind changing it. I was open to suggestions.
Right.
But the suggestions from the guys are crap.
What were the suggestions again?
Well, besides nothing.
Yeah.
Besides paying someone money, like, which is stupid. Number one, we're broke. Number two, like what kind of payoff is that for the listeners?
This is where I think we probably, and this is some just introspective of ourselves, where we go wrong sometimes, is we like springing stuff on the guys, right? Because we like raw reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we should have done, both of us, is said, hey, we got this tracking system. Why don't we talk off air and come up with a punishment that we all can agree on, you know, before we bring it to them on air and just kind of like kick-eyed brainstorm of what the punishment would be, and then they get kind of bitter about it. I think maybe we could have done that, and there would have been more excitement about it coming from them.
Okay. Well, then do you think we should do that before our 7:45 segment on Friday, tomorrow?
I think we should maybe just let the punishment and the whole tracking thing could kind of lay low for a little bit.
I know, but but here's the thing.
We don't have to give weekly updates on it.
I don't want to either, but this is what I know, is that the guys will be their standard. All right, well, what are we at? You know what I mean?
No, we'll just let them bring it up. Like, okay. We don't have to bring it up. We don't have to force it on them. You're just quietly keeping track.
Okay.
All right, for a few weeks until you hit a big one, and then
I already hit a big one. I'm way out in the lead.
Well, no, you were minus $700 last week.
Oh, no. We started over.
What?
The whole segment was starting from now. Everyone starts over from scratch.
Oh, I blocked that part out.
And then we go from there. That's what I figured. That's the only way that's the only way they would agree to.
Okay. All right. So from April to through December.
Yes. And that's the only way they would agree to some sort of tracking and some sort of punishment.
Mm-hmm. All right. What was it? Oh, you hit a plus 195. That's the first of all. That's not a huge hit. Okay. Is that huge? Like your lifts? Okay.
it's huge compared to cakes.
All right. Now cakes was frustrating. I'm picking a minus 230, but again, I like Valdez's system. Cakes lost that bet, right?
Yeah. So he's minus 235 to.
He's $235
in
the hole.
Oh, he's not. His 0-1 isn't compared to your 0-1.
I'm 0-1, but I'm only down 100.
Yes. Right. But cakes is down 235.
Right. Okay. So,
that just had me frustrated. It just has me frustrated because, like, are we out on like doing stuff?
Well. They aren't that receptive to our idea.
It's not that harsh, is it?
No, of course
just
not.
Just saying I'm a mush in the middle of the
But maybe they just think our ideas are dumb. And I'm not saying
we have the greatest ideas in the world.
But maybe they are. Right? But then I don't want them just to go along with stuff to placate us either. Like say, guys, I don't like this. This is dumb.
Okay, then this is what I need. I need some feedback.
Yeah, there's no feedback.
You can't just say, "All right, I don't." You know, I don't like that idea. Mm-hmm. Come up with something new. Like, okay, well, obviously, you don't like this. So, can you tell me some stuff that you do like? That you have any thoughts on?
I thought the whole entire goal was just us to hit a big parlay. But here's the thing: I don't even care about that anymore. I got excited for the bit season parlay.
I do like that.
Okay, and
you
were stewing last week. All right. And if we're these savants, amazing handicappers, then we should be able to prove it in our mini parlays.
Well, we're not.
We're not. Okay, we're clearly not. All right. But I like
the No. But here, this is that we actually put thought into it.
We always put thought into it, or we always come up with an explanation. But I like the idea of just, we don't even have to say, there's no mention of it on the big show, right?
I like that.
We're just doing our own thing. Like we tweet out our combo. You can combo together.
Yes, the combo.
On our Twitter last week. So we
hit mine early, and I loved that sweat.
It was a great Friday night sweat. I was getting texts from people. So Valdez took a baseball bet for Mateo from the Orioles to have two total bases. He smashed it, and then mine was Jordan Walker to have two hits. I'm up at 12:30 watching a dumb baseball game on an illegal stream, hoping my guy gets a hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. It didn't happen, but that was $10 to pay out $137.
See, that's fun.
For the bit season.
I like that.
So we'll
like,
just do
like
our
the spin-off.
We'll do our little mini combos.
And we don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
Oh, I have one more thing, and I'll get off my soapbox about the parlay. How long have we been doing the parlay?
Over 2 years.
When will the guys understand what you can and can't bet on in the
never.
Effing parlay?
Never. Never. But that's also because they're not putting, all you have to do is put the parlay in.
Yeah, with something else to see if it accepts it.
Because it will tell you right away, like, it rejects this parlay for whatever reason. We really never know why it's getting rejected, but there is you can just test it out beforehand, yes. Right? And say, all right, I'm going to take whatever my bet is, Jordan Walker to have two hits, and I'm going to parlay it with the Miami Heat to win tonight.
Yeah.
All right? And if it rejects it, then you know something's wrong with yours.
It's just every week, someone picks something that conflicts.
And we've been guilty of that. We've been guilty of that before.
We have.
You do these wacky golf bets that don't work sometimes.
I know, but at least I have the wherewithal to try and test them out before they get rejected.
Well, I think sometimes the segment is just too sloppy. And that goes into it, where it's like, oh, we don't. It's rejecting. We'll put it in when we get home. We'll tweet it out later.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that. All right. We said this was going to be a fun show. What happened?
I know. I'm sorry.
We got off the Jura bitch, sir.
I had to get that off my chest.
All right. Well, let's talk about EB.
Oh,
okay. I called him our idol today. Yeah, Why did I do that? I was buttering him up.
You were. You know what?
I was buttering him up before I slammed. I did. I knew I was going to slam him.
Because he's been getting a lot of heat lately. So I felt like you had to stroke his ego just a little bit.
But aren't the other listeners out there disappointed in what Eric Bickle has become?
What is going on?
What is going on in Poughkeepsie?
What is going on in Poughkeepsie?
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
This is the same guy that beat down AWOD for years
beat down
on the
Kevin
show.
Yeah. For years.
Right. And now the bully has become.
It's just
the prey.
I can't believe the person that Eric Bickle has become. It's just it's not who I envision. Can you imagine?
Do you guys? Again, we've talked about it. Eric is sitting next to Joe at these lacrosse games, and Joe has
sharing straws.
Has a koozie or not a koozie, like a
thermos,
a Stanley or something. Yeah. All right, with a straw in it, drinking straight bourbon. And EB doesn't want to drink it, but he's passing it to EB, and EB is such a cuck now that EB sips off Joe's straw, and even though he doesn't want to, because he says Joe will be offended if I don't drink his bourbon.
This is what I want you to imagine, and this is why I played the AWOD audio in the first segment today. I want you to think about when AWOD was singing the Queen song, all right, and the reaction that Eric had towards AWOD doing that. Calling him an alcoholic. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like how out of your mind
loser,
you have to be. You're
fat.
Loser.
Yep.
You know, only this is something
which we loved. We loved it, right?
It was great bullying.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Top notch bullying.
But EB doesn't like. This isn't Eric Bickle. This guy you're hearing about in upstate New York.
He's a shell. You know, it's like Tiger Woods, right? You think of this major winner, this competitor,
right.
and now you see this guy limping across Augusta. That's what I imagine Eric doing. It's just limping radio host right now who lost his swagger, lost his fastball.
And it's not so much like it's not the drinking and doing karaoke now because that he doesn't. It's the fact that he's being bullied into this stuff, and that I'll be honest, he's like.
He's like a needy girlfriend.
Okay, like Vinny's the prom king.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And EB is just desperate to be in the clique. Like he's just like on the guy on the outside of the circle.
Right.
You know,
dying to be inside.
Dying to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah. Dying to get the inside joke.
So he'll do like whatever they say.
Yes. Yes.
And so they respect him.
Eric does all of the bidding from Vinny and Joe.
And we get it, like, we don't have a relationship with Vinny and Joe, so to us, they don't mean anything.
I know.
And they are nice guys. Like, they are nice guys.
Yeah, when they came in, they were very nice.
But EB getting sloppy drunk and having Vinny text me the video.
I know.
It's so unlike him.
I was hoping to get a rise out of Eric when I said this on air. When I said, hey, pretty good friend you got.
Mm. I did hear that, but apparently it was EB. That was EB's idea.
No. It wasn't EB's idea. It was Vinny and Joe's idea, and they told EB it would be funny. That's exactly what
you're
it
right,
was.
Yeah. They told him, they said, give me your phone.
Hey, do you know how many incriminating things Wacky Jackie probably has of me?
Of course, yeah. But he would never send it over.
Yeah, but as a true gentleman and a true friend, he would never do that.
No, it's getting to the point, actually, where Eric likes it when we slap him on his about Vinny and Joe being the bully. Like, he likes being bullied about it now and being told that, I don't know,
he's almost like a schoolgirl.
Yeah,
about it. They're making fun of my buddy.
I know.
I actually think, this is what I think, is that Vinny and Joe get a kick out of the attention dollars.
Oh, of course.
And Eric is taking segments up to them and saying, look, we can't stop talking about you. The guys can't stop analyzing our relationship. And they're sitting in the corner of the Foxy Gator off to the podcast.
Well, they do apparently listen to the show at times. Again, if I was talked about on a show that I wasn't part of, I would like it too.
Yeah.
You know, of course. I'm not.
And no, if I wasn't entrenched in radio, I would be. I'd be all about it.
And we talk about Vinny and Joe a lot, but I'm telling you, it's like every week there's a new story, a new wrinkle in their relationship.
Well, this is what's so...
Eric Bickle singing karaoke, that was shocking to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the top 10 shocking things on the show.
Yeah.
Ever, right?
And we know what we're doing on the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. You think we're not having a karaoke machine?
You think we're not inviting Vinny and Joe down
to come in
and get him drunk.
And they're going to go, start spreading the news.
Those are our mystery guests. Yeah. Okay, let's think about it. We're going to have Junkie's cocktail with our mystery judges.
Yeah, our mystery. Bring back the cocktail.
Bring back the Junkie's cocktail.
And then every junkie has to pick a song.
Yep.
All right. And then we do a karaoke with that junkie. No. We don't do the cocktail judging. We have a Randy and a Paula and
Jackie.
Simon Cowell type American Idol panel.
Okay.
And they judge the guy's tone, they judge the guy's pitch.
All right, but they'd have to be super drunk for that. But no, we need Vinny and Joe in here as our drinking enforcers.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Think
okay.
about this.
All right.
EB hardly drinks anymore on the drinking show.
Yes, he never
does. They're just throwing drinks over his shoulder, fake drinking.
He's faking shots.
Okay, we've talked about that. We need Vinny and Joe to come here as our muscle.
Yeah.
Okay. Our bullies. Yeah. Get these guys drunk and have a good time.
Yeah.
Especially Eric. JP will drink for money. Cakes will drink because he knows it's for the good of the show and he's a team player. EB, we found his weakness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it lives on Long Island.
But isn't it like, you never have this type of relationship with a guy, do you?
I joined a cult for friends with a black guy.
I like how you're comparing EB's relationship to a cult.
Well, it kind of
is. Do you see any parallels between EB's behavior to Vinny and Joe and yours to a cult?
Absolutely. It's the cool guy syndrome.
All right. And then you got bamboozled.
I got bamboozled into a cult. Not Major Applewhite. What's his name? Heaven's Gate guy. His last name is Applewhite. Major
Applewhite. The Warren Beatty movie?
Trending old, aren't you? I'm trying to think of Jim Jones.
Okay, Jim Jones.
All right, so don't think of like Jim Jones. What happened to me on the cult, I'm at Arizona State University, blonde sillies everywhere.
Yeah. you should be... banging babes and playing beer pong in your...
This was when I was in my phase of wanting to be loved by black guys. I'm still in that phase. And
EB's phase of being loved by Italian New Yorkers.
And I was, a friend of mine came and visited ASU, and this was a girl that I was trying to sleep with, all right, that I was actually in love with her. Okay. This also had part to do with it. And she was in the cult, and she asked me to come with a barbecue. She came down to like visit me or something. I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Cause we were friends, and I was in the friend zone. And she was in a cult. I was clearly never going to sleep with her because her body was for God. And
She came down probably as a plant.
No. Her body was for Rob. Wrong.
Hey, her boyfriend was Rob. It was Robbie. Robbie.
Yeah. Her body's, she told you. No, her she told boyfriend. You my body's for Rob, but you're her God.
So she comes out, she invites me to a barbecue, and I thought it was going to be a bunch of church dorks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I open the door to the guy's house, and it's my now good friend, still my good friend Tim. And he was the smoothest black guy, cut off shirt, basketball shorts, just ripped, so many muscles, yeah. Had a beautiful wife. He was like 26 years old, leading the campus ministry, and he sucked me in. He sucked me in. Okay. He asked me to, he goes,
suck me in or suck me off?
Well, he got me with the sausage dogs, and I got size, and he goes, you know, we should, in the coolest way possible, okay? He goes, hey, we should study the Bible sometime. Yeah, and I go, all right, that's fine. And he goes, how about tomorrow?
He
checked me. Yeah. I wilted. Next thing I know,
I can't say no.
Next thing I know, I'm getting dunked and baptized in a new church.
your head's underwater.
All right, that's how it happens. You have to have an idol. All right, in EBs, I'm turning back to EBs.
Well, you've said this before, is that you're right about it. Is that for whatever reason, it's like EB's never seen an Italian before, right? Right. He's fascinated by kisses on the cheek.
He's fascinated by the life. Culture. He loves the Italian culture.
He does, and I think
these are real Italians, mobsters.
So I think that was his 26-year-old minister.
Yes, 100%.
He likes the food. He likes the camaraderie. He likes the ball busting. They're just busting balls.
You don't know that EB called me the other day, and he goes, you gotta listen to this Joe story. Okay, and then it's the trashiest thing ever. Where I assume now this happens every week. EB is sitting next to Joe at the game, and Joe's son cross-checks somebody. And then a dad from the other team says, hey, get him out of the game. Right? This just happened like last week. All right. And then Joe says, hey, your son's being a pussy. Okay. And next thing I know, EB says is, Joe's going, you won't come over here and say that to my face. And these two New Yorkers are jaw to jaw, spitting on each other, basically threatening each other. Of course, they never fight.
Of course, they don't.
Okay, saying, you come over here.
No, you start it. You start it. Yeah.
Screaming, it's so embarrassing. I know. Right?
Can you imagine?
I just assume this happens. By the way,
this is the guy.
This happened in the Manhattan game.
This is the guy who goes, you act, you start booing in the stand. You're white trash.
Oh, yeah. No. EB's getting in brawls with Joe at these games.
Do you know what
it makes for great content, though?
It does make for great content. Do you know what a theory that was floated around to me was?
What's that?
And it makes a lot of sense. EB's a fake sports guy.
Well, what's fake about it? We kind of know that he's a Redskins
fan. No. I mean, like, he was the sports nerd. He was Adam, and this dates back to
how many decades ago?
This dates back all the way to high school.
Yeah.
All right. He was the guy who, you want to go into broadcasting, you want to be the play-by-play guy because you can't play the sport.
Okay. All right. Sure.
That's Eric. That was Eric in high school.
All right.
Being friends with Jason. And Eric wouldn't be on the basketball team. Eric played tennis.
Isn't that us? We work in sports radio.
To an extent.
Okay.
All right. But this was the ultimate, this made me think move, is that the theory that was floated to me was Eric was in the band in high school. How many cool kids do you know were in the band in your high school?
Well, none.
That's my Brian Windhorst moment.
So EB
was in the band in high school. Think about that.
Okay, but I thought EB was not really in the band. Doesn't he always say that? Like, he just, like, he was so talented, he would just show up, like, when they needed him or something. Like,
I don't know. But just that makes you wonder.
Okay.
That's all.
He's a band kid. Band camp.
He's a band geek. At Eric's core, he's a band geek.
You know what?
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. You know what it is? No, this is what I don't feel afraid. I don't feel afraid attacking Eric.
Why?
Because Eric's lost his edge. He doesn't attack anybody
anymore.
Oh, now
you're goading him. You're smirking and you're goading him.
No, Eric
sounds like you want to be slapped.
Eric doesn't want Johnson. Eric doesn't attack anybody anymore. I have free reign. I can say whatever I want.
Are you king of the Joan Dome?
I might be. If someone wants to anoint me, give me the crown, I'm not going to turn it down.
Well, you'd have to, I think, fight me for it.
Well, it could be an oligarchy. We can roll together.
I like that.
But hold on. What's he going to do? Huh? What's he going to do about it? Huh? What's that band geek going to do? All right? Is he going to beat me to death with hot cross buns? He's gonna slap his cello on me.
He's gonna slap his W-2 in your face, and he's gonna say,
"Well, that's happened. I've been slapped with it over the years. a billion times.
You get better every time.
You think I know how much he makes? I know I'll never make it in my life.
Right.
But you know one thing? I wasn't playing the flute at 14.
you're banging chicks. All right, let's.
I'm glad you know. I'm glad you knew what I was doing.
Let's see. It makes me happy. You know what? What was more disappointing to you this week? Cakes giving his colonoscopy review on Twitter, or up there,
yeah.
Or JP admitting that he has to pay Dylan to babysit Isabella. What brings more shame?
Actually, you know what? The kicks thing brings more shame to me.
Where's his instincts at?
I know. This is what was so sad about that. And Eric was right. I'm so happy you brought it up on air and kind of slapped him on the wrist a little bit.
Yeah, but you do got to be gentle on cakes.
I know, because he gets the face easily, yeah. Especially about that kind of stuff. Does Cakes need that much social media interaction? He can't go a day without
Cakes enjoys the ADs
Cakes,
on Twitter.
Cakes loves the Twitter interaction. He really does.
He loves.
He would be the person who would be so lost if all of a sudden Elon got rid of Twitter forever.
Cakes is he loves the likes.
He does.
The like button.
He loves.
He
the
lives
like
for it, and his like button is the interactions and the back and forth. Like,
you know what that tells me.
What's that? Like it's like a sensory thing. You know, like you feel good about yourself every time you see a like or a comment.
He gets a dopamine rush.
Yeah, dopamine. That's what it is. It's a dopamine rush.
Yeah, surge of dopamine in his brain.
All right. And there, what's a bigger dopamine? What's a you know, given behind the scenes stuff or an update on the show on Twitter? I mean, that's a. That's how you get attention.
No, that's basically you're doing your own segment.
Yeah.
But I appreciate Eric for calling him out on that. Do you think Cakes understood what he did was wrong?
No. Well, he does know the J.D. Harmeyer segment on Stern.
I know, because I brought that up to him 10,000 times.
And you know what? I'm going to credit you with this, because EB is just following your lead, because you have said this now numerous times. And I actually, when you first started hammering people on it, I thought you were wrong.
Oh, so I made you do a 180?
You've convinced me. Like, I didn't maybe think you were wrong, but I just didn't think it was as big of a deal as you're making. But in the reality is, the best storytelling comes on air. It doesn't. You can't tell the full story. You can't tell.
Right.
There's no tingle. There's no rush. No excitement on Twitter.
Right.
Like that.
Posting your polyp score Twitter isn't the same as talking about it.
All right, coming up next, Cakes had his a-hole checked out. Yeah. How many polyps does he have?
How many fingers did the doc get in?
Yeah, we'll tell you. Yeah. How many times did Cake himself on Sunday night?
Yeah. All right, well, we set the over-under at 12 on Friday. We'll let you know if he broke it.
Did Cakes crap his pants at Easter dinner? Yeah. We'll tell you.
How many Cadbury eggs did Cakes drop? We'll let you know.
Right. That's what it's all about.
course.
Yeah, I gave the whole thing out on Twitter. Yeah, you've convinced me, okay. Case. But I will say.
All right. No, hold on. More praising of me, real quick.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
But I will say this. Why is John Paul Flame paying his 15 or 16-year-old son money to stay at home and watch his little sister?
That's a great question.
And I understand different generations and stuff.
No, this is, so I was thinking about that a lot.
Bob Myers.
Oh my.
Would, let allowance, I was assuming you never got.
Oh, you know what I had to do for my allowance?
Oh, you did get an allowance.
Yeah. I had to take the trash out every single time it was full. I had to cut the grass on weekends and I got $10.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I had to do? All that to eat dinner. Okay. My dad to give me money to watch my little brother. It was just expected. Like, understand maybe if you're a senior in high school and you have plans going, are there dances or you, mm-hmm. there's communication? No.
But Dylan, if this is so far
to,
in advance.
To my knowledge, Dylan stays at home and plays video games. I don't want to like make JP feel weird that we're talking about his kids and putting down his kids. I'm not. I'm putting down JP.
No. Here's the issue. Well, it's not an issue, but here's where all of a sudden it hit me. So JP always says Dylan doesn't have a car. So it's not like Dylan can, you know.
But maybe Dylan's got friends that want to pick him up and, I don't know, go get ice cream. Or go do what I don't 15 and 16 year olds do.
But that's what it was. It's like he has no means, besides calling somebody to come pick him up to go mm-hmm. do something, he really has no means to leave the house because he doesn't have a car. I don't think he doesn't really have his license yet, does he?
Right, but it doesn't even matter because
yeah, I know.
If something was so important to Dylan, he would have said, "Dad, I can't babysit for $20. I'm going over to Tyler's house, and we're you know
asking
to talk to chicks,
asking for JP asking, and then basically it turning into a negotiation.
Yeah,
is a debacle.
And you know, maybe JP trained his son to negotiate because JP likes to go argue and go back and forth and get every
you know,
little
you know
inch.
What it reminded
but
me
why
of?
Can't you just say you're staying home? Watch Isabella tonight. Your mom and I are going out on a date." And he goes, "I don't want to do that." And you say, "Too bad."
Yeah.
Too bad. I don't know. Like, I just envision that's called parenting. Like, that's not some strict thing, right?
No. You're not asking him to do manual labor.
Even that.
It's
go out and mow the lawn. Go out and do this.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
And it's almost like karma coming full circle. Do you remember the story when JP went to the Wizards game and they brought Kelsey and Kelsey wanted a hot dog and like
what happened? And, I don't remember.
She wanted a hot dog at the Wizards game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And JP said you have to buy it with your own money.
Recently?
No, this was a long time ago.
Okay.
Kelsey was still a kid, like a child at this point.
All right. Well, maybe there's some financial literature, that type thing, or like experience get an allowance.
I feel like it's come in full circle with JP. It's mm-hmm. like JP wouldn't spend the money on a hot dog and soda for Kelsey at the Wizards game, mm-hmm. and now his his son is asking for money for babysitting.
Right. All right. Let's more focus on maybe this is a generational thing. Because really what I don't want JP to be offended that like I'm questioning his parenting thing.
I don't think we're doing that. It's just
I don't really care.
Like if my dad. But
I find it interesting.
I find it interesting
that kids are asking their parents for money
to do something
is expected.
Like if my dad, like even at the age of 15, 16,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think this is what it is. I don't think there's in today's generation, I don't think there's a healthy fear of your parents, specifically your father. Right?
Maybe it's house to house, you know, and maybe that's what it is because I'm sure there's lots of kids out there that are, their parents are disciplinarians, right? And they can't get away with that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. to say, I don't know. It wouldn't even cross my mind to tell my dad to pay me to watch my little brother when I'm 15 years old.
No, you know what it would be like? It'd be like, hey.
What I would say is, all right, well, can Kent come over and we'll play video games together over here?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Here's what it's like. It's like asking Dilling, saying, "Hey, can you run to the grocery store and pick up a couple things for the party that we're having later today? We're swamped decorating and cleaning the house, right?"
Yeah.
And then him going, "Well,
you give me $20, I'll do it."
Yeah. What's the grocery thing? Drizzly charges you a service fee to right?
Yeah.
So I need a service fee.
Instacart.
Instacart charges you a service fee to go get the groceries. I need a service fee to go out and get that. Like that's right. A foreign concept.
Hey, is Drizzly silly?
I don't know.
I've never used it.
I've heard the ads.
I've never used it.
But you know, this is the even more shocking thing about Dilling. While we're on the topic of Dilling.
Yeah.
He's illegally streaming movies now. Welcome to the club.
Hey, JP zoomed past you because you've always beat around the bush, right? You found these Plex and all that. Yeah. JP just immediately came out and said, "Yeah, Dilling told me a way to watch movies for free. You know, ones that are still in the theater." Okay.
Have you ever been so nonchalant about stealing movies, about bootlegging?
No, I do like... For some reason, I've never gotten into that. I realized that I could go home tonight and fire up like one, two, three movies. I know what they are because someone recently told me about it.
Yeah.
Like you just go to a couple of URLs and you can stream movies in HD on your laptop or I guess maybe.
Well, no. The move is you take them on your iPad and then you mirror your iPad to your Apple TV. So you watch it on your big silly TV instead of squinting at your iPad.
For some reason, now look, I'm being honest. I've stolen stuff. I steal. I'll steal stuff every once in a while. Right. I'm not talking like a store, but
Drad knows what a torrent is.
Yeah. For some reason, I always feel either A, guilty, or B, that I'm going to get caught.
Yes, and that's because your wife got caught.
Yeah, my wife got caught
stealing music off Kazaa.
Yeah, you got fined $35,000. No, but I think I don't know. Maybe for some reason I never feel good about. I like supporting the arts.
Well, you know what it is? It's because at the end of the day, people are going to have to not steal our show.
Right, and there's also a big part. I'm a liar. I steal every Jake Paul fight. UFC fight that I bet on.
You know what?
I'm a liar.
You're a huge liar.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Jordan Walker. I was streaming illegally last night.
No. This is why you're this is why you're a huge liar.
Okay.
And I effing caught you. Is that every Monday morning when they talk about the John Jones fight or whatever boxing match? I want you to go back and listen to this. Drab always says, "Yeah, me and a couple buddies passed the hat."
No. I have said that.
You really pass that hat around, don't you?
that's a great line. Hey, I know every once in a while I will go over to my buddy's house and watch the UFC fight. Yeah. When I go get Ryan Nelson, I'll go over to his house or go to Othello's house every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I have used the line, pass the hat.
Yeah, me a couple of buddies, we all chipped in. We all passed the hat.
And he goes, "Oh, yeah, sure."
I caught you.
No, okay. All right, but maybe it's just a comfort thing. Like when I watch a movie, I think I want it to be in the best quality possible. Yeah. I want to sit there and watch it on my big screen TV. I think that's why.
I'm not going to lie. I've been waiting for Air to come on the Valdiza Plus for all week.
I know, but you're going to have it ruined because we've given five reviews of it already. No, that too, but you could go see a matinee for $6. You know what I mean?
And then but if I'm paying for a service, I want to use said service.
I also like the movie theater experience.
I know.
I could have pulled down my pants in that theater yesterday and went to town, and nobody would have known. I was in that theater by myself. It's such a great feeling. Like, and going to movies by yourself is just the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that would be the most drab thing in the world is after Michael Jordan.
Local producer arrested for playing with himself.
Can you imagine that mugshot?
Isn't that what happened to Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, he was caught.
But he was actually like in a porno.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was in one of those yeah. type of theaters.
Right.
Hey, speaking of movies, what is HBO doing? It was briefly mentioned on the show yeah. today about changing their name.
Do the Junks not realize how iconic HBO is?
Well, Lurch kind of kept saying, and there's a reason, like, I don't know, like, why is HBO doing this?
I don't know, but
why do they not?
So it took me forever to realize why HBO switched to HBO Max, because I was stupid, and I thought that HBO Max meant, like, HBO better, HBO to the fullest.
To the fullest, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
It does, but also
I know, but I
Cinemax.
Didn't realize it meant Cinemax as well, like a merger with
Cinemax.
It
took me a while to figure that. I just assumed Cinemax went out of business.
I did that, too.
Right.
I just figured the whole channel's defunct. I didn't realize the apps merged.
But why would HBO? When I think of HBO, I think of quality entertainment.
I think of the fuzzy TV opening going shh, like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It has a brand.
It has an iconic brand.
Just like when you think of ESPN, you think of da na 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 na.
It's an iconic brand. Now look, I understand that a lot of that had to do when you were like on Channel 501 or whatever it was. And you're on the cable network, but HBO, as far as a streaming app, is still probably, I guess, is second to Netflix, right?
I would think Netflix is one, HBO Max, HBO, whatever you want to call it now, is a hard
I mean,
set.
Dude, they never not have hit shows.
I know.
And for every demographic, Euphoria, Succession, Last of Us.
Succession.
Succession. Last of Us. I mean, those are all current shows that are smash hits. I'm sure there's...
The Penguin's going to be exclusive on HBO,
right, dude,
HBO Max.
HBO is an iconic brand, not just for old fogies. I think all the way down.
I mean, if
you're 15 years old, okay, maybe. But you just do it over and over and over again and start earning their respect. But in my opinion, this is like ESPN changing their name to Disney Sports.
Yeah, you made that point on air. It's a very good point. And you also made the point on social media that at some point they're going to just go back to regular HBO.
Well, they'll be HBO again or some form of HBO something. They'll bring that name back within 12 months. I bet my 401k on it.
Max has zero ring to it.
Well, what I think of is Cinemax, and when I think of Cinemax, I think of porno.
I think of softcore porno.
Like, what are they doing? Everyone thinks that.
Yeah, it's a whole joke. Skinemax, Cinemax.
Yes.
Can you name one Cinemax TV series?
No, I could probably name you a Showtime series or two, but Cinemax, I don't think they even put out anything because it was all HBO.
The only Cinemax show I know is Banshee.
That's a current show.
I know that was one back before
in the day.
Like I can't name any kind of Cinemax production, Cinemax shows.
I just assumed it's all HBO stuff now. Like they just merged or whatever.
Well, yeah, it is. But this is pre-merge.
No,
this is the
I
only,
have no
this
idea.
Is the only thing.
No file.
This is the only show I think Cinemax is famous for.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very confused by it. I just want things to make sense. And to me, this doesn't make sense.
HBO is a brand. Cinemax isn't a brand. Max isn't a brand.
Right.
And it has zero ring to it.
I don't know. I don't like it. I'm calling my shot right now. I'm betting my entire FanDuel account that there'll be HBO again in 12 months.
I think it's a smart idea.
All right, let's take a quick break here. What do we want to get into next?
Oh, I want to get into our guy who works over near the Dulles Airport who wants to hook everyone with
free
airport rides.
Everyone with size but Eric.
Yeah, and everyone with size but him.
All right, let's get into that next. You're listening to Bit Season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to Bit Season. Draven Valdez here. I was just looking at some of the notes that we took this week, and I have Mike Rizzo diapers written down. It just made me remember that for whatever reason, JP thought it would be a good idea, the very first question of the season, to basically publicly try to publicly out Mike Rizzo that he's not an involved father.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo, absentee father.
Like, what was he thinking?
I don't like, know.
JP wanted to bet cakes or something.
That Mike hasn't changed two diapers.
That Mike hasn't changed. No, I think it was one diaper and it's 3 months. As if Mike Rizzo has just pawned his child off to someone else to raise.
Yeah, they have a handmaid.
Right, that Mike Rizzo's so successful that he doesn't have to be a father.
I know.
Is that JP's machismo thing? Checking Mike Rizzo's Italian machismo?
Yeah, he's like, hey, let me see if my part Italian trumps your full Italian.
I don't know. That was weird.
I know.
And of course, Mike Rizzo goes, yeah, I've changed 10,000 diapers. That was wild to me, man.
Yeah. Hey,
JP's a strange guy.
You like to sit and enjoy your rigatoni while your wife takes care of the child all by herself.
JP, it's just funny, man.
That was a fun. Yes, that was a funny. Not hey, Mike, welcome for the start of the season. Yeah. We're really looking forward to it. Mike Rizzo, how many?
Right? Do you tuck your kid into bed?
Yeah. There's no way Mike Rizzo has ever sang a lullaby. you're too much of a man. You're not a pussy. You don't sing lullabies. You don't do rockabye, baby.
Right. Mike, do you ever get up in the middle of the night and give that kid a bottle? Oh, of course not. Yeah, I would never do that. That's for women only.
Yeah. Hey, you're not some sort of loser who burped your baby, are you? Hey, I was thinking about. I was waiting for Jason to say, "Hey, when you look into Sonny's diaper, do you find the Nats offense?" I was thinking that was coming.
Lurch wanted to say goodbye permanently to Peter Laviolette today.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a goodbye
party. I told him, no, don't say anything. We don't know if he's being fired. We have no idea. Please don't ask Peter if this is the last time we'll ever talk to him.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you sock your baby when it's crying too much. You know what, Mike? You must just sit on your ass and do nothing because you're the breadwinner. That's what breadwinners do. Am I right?
So much machismo. I know.
Oozing machismo.
All right, let's get into free parking.
All right.
I know that we were all befuddled. Were we befuddled, or you take Eric's side about a stranger coming up, calling in and offering him a ride to the airport?
This is what this is why I'm not Team Eric on this. At first I think I would be, because you don't know if this person's a psycho or not.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But also, he seemed very genuine with this call, right? He also didn't seem like he was some loser at his house that was just going to go pick him up. Like, it's his business.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why I'm not Team Eric, is that you're taking so many airport rides, right? You got a lot of flights going on.
Right. Albany every weekend.
Yeah, this can add up. That's why I would be very intrigued about these flights. I would be so intrigued that I would exclusively book out of Dulles just so I could use this airport transportation.
I will say that I gave Eric a hard time on the air when we were laughing at him.
Yeah.
I think I'm 100% on Team Eric Bickle. That sounds like a nightmare to me. A stranger.
Why? Okay. Here, let me ask you a question. Why is it
chit-chat.
A nightmare? The
chit-chat. The forced chit-chat. Yeah.
See, that's
okay.
The thing.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm in a zone.
Yeah, you and Eric are just social misfits.
Not social misfits.
Yes.
No. I'm in a zone, okay? Like, if I bump into somebody at Costco, right, and someone says, hey, Drab, what's up? I'll love to talk to you. I'll talk to you for 5 seconds.
You know, every time you see Drab, go up to him and start chit-chatting.
No, 2 minutes. But I can control the getaway, okay?
Right.
But when I'm done, I'm done. Okay, I can say, all right, I started, hey, nice to meet you. You're stuck in a car with some guy, and he's telling you about his wife or his diet, or, you know, just things you don't care. Oh, okay. Oh, really? Oh, that's crazy. And then you're trapped in there with a guy.
Yeah, but that's...
With an Uber driver. Do you talk to Uber drivers?
I try not to.
I try not to, too. I like to sit there. I sit in the back and stare at my phone. I don't want to talk.
I put headphones on.
There's nothing worse than when an Uber driver trying to talk to you.
Oh my God! There's nothing worse. No. There's nothing worse than when an Uber driver gives you their business plan.
I know. And then, so here's why. Also, the business plan. Yeah, I know.
No. Here's why.
No. Here's why.
No.
Because
this
then
why,
you're
no,
on.
No, this is why
you're
it would be easy.
You're performing, because now you know this guy's going to go tell everyone what Eric Bickle's really like, and so you have to be super nice.
Really? Yeah. Like, it's a 3 minute ride.
No. It's not.
This is never
a 3 minute ride.
No. This is why you're wrong.
Right?
It's because you've done this song and dance 10,000 times. This is riding a bicycle for you. Is, hey, what's it like working with the junkies? you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know
how many times you've answered that in your life? Hey, what is Lurch really that cool?
Right?
How much do the junkies really make? How many times have you done that song and dance?
A million times, right?
I know. That's why it's riding a bike to you.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
I know, but what happened if you get to this guy's print shop and he's just gross? He's got dirt under his fingernails and his car is just filled with fast food bags.
All right, that's when you get an Uber.
Okay.
That's when you say.
Or worse, he just wants to, you know, he's creepy.
Okay, I understand that. But wouldn't you still save money by taking an Uber to the airport and parking?
Oh, okay, I'll say this. I'd rather ride 5 to 6 minutes with a complete stranger putting on a show for him than I would paying $77 to ride from D.C. to Dulles Airport. 100%. That's okay. How I know that EB doesn't care about money, because he'll just donk off $80 for that for a one-way ride when he could have it for free.
Hey, is EB hemorrhaging money?
He has to be. Has to be. The guy's living like a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And maybe he is, but he's living like he makes that yearly.
He's got the multiple Mr. Wash accounts.
He doesn't even realize what's going on.
He's got the multiple Netflix accounts.
You know how I know he's rich? He's all these last minute flights he's booking.
Oh,
nothing's ever in advance. Nothing's like, oh, 3 months. No. He's like, oh, I got to book a flight. Should I just fly to Albany this Friday?
Those are rich people problems. I'd have to save a month to do that.
A month? I'd have to be on my calendar for 6 months.
All right, Stevie, I'll see you when you're a senior.
Yeah. I'll be up for senior night.
Yeah.
All right. That's what it would be. But, you know.
He's got to get so many. His points have to
be. He's got so many points.
Yeah, they got to be out of this world.
It's not just him. It's his daughter's at volleyball tournament every weekend. Dee's flying down to all these, you know, convention centers are going to all these things.
Yeah, I am jealous of Eric, though, that you can just go, hey, you take care of the finances.
I know. Finances are such a burden.
They are.
It heavy lies the crown, you know,
yeah.
And it being the King Kong in my house, you know, it gives a lot of responsibility.
You know what's tilting?
What?
Budgets.
Budgets are so tilting. Cutting is tilting. Robbing Peter to pay Paul is tilting.
Oh, yeah. Soon I'm going to have to rob Paul to pay Peter.
I just beat up my Venmo account to pay my electric bill. It's just constantly just moving money around.
You know one phrase I'll never say when it comes to finances?
What?
I just put my head in the sand.
Yeah. Must be nice, right?
Yes.
Must be nice. I am on Team EB, though. In general, I would prefer not to take a ride with a listener or be stuck with somebody I don't know. Now, sometimes, like, I have plenty of listeners that become my friends or acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
but that's on me. Like, I get to choose
that. Yeah, you're the one who...
You know, I met you, you're cool, I give you my number, or we exchange your number.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to become Drab's best friend, all right, how do I do that? What do I have to offer anything?
You want to know what,
like how do I infiltrate Drab's life?
The number one thing I look for in a friend.
What's that?
You talk a lot. You're interesting. Okay, I don't need any more quiet friends. Okay, I'm the like off air. I'm the quiet one. All right.
Okay.
I like to be entertained. Okay. That's why I love my guy Bobby Shamble so much. All right. The guy won't shut up. He's got a story for everything. He's a motor mouth. Okay. I know that's a turn off to most people.
You're looking for a JP.
You gotta have good stories. You gotta be interesting. You gotta be interesting. You got to keep me on. You got to be a little bit of a bad boy. You got to be like maybe spend some time in jail. That's why Cowboy Todd entertains me. Cowboy Todd.
He talks a lot and he's got a story.
He's got a story for everything. He's into new things that I don't know about.
He's teaching you stuff.
He's teaching me things. Like yes, I can't be looking in the mirror. When we're
I can't find another boring, balding, big-lipped
dad with nothing going on in his life. Just please,
I don't want to hear about your kids.
No. I need you to entertain me. Like be wacky, be edgy. You know, be my Vinny and Joe, but just don't bully me. That's what I want.
Okay. I hope everyone's taking notes on how to
take notes. This is honestly that's a straight shoot how to be friends with Drab. Yeah. I don't need you to be famous or rich like Lurch. I don't need you to
I think that's why me and Drab never hang out. Because I don't feel like entertaining you.
I know. But we entertain each other throughout the week. And also I know too much about you. Like we spend too much time together.
That is true. We do spend too much time together. We're locked in a room with each other for days on end.
Yeah, like I need you to be like my buddy Spence in high school, Spencer Murray. This guy, he was a troublemaker, right? I need you to be a troublemaker because I'm the Puritan square. Okay, I don't hardly drink. I don't like smoke anymore. I'm boring. I need to live vicariously through you.
Yeah.
I want to hear about you. That's why I'm always asking for perfect stories.
That's why you love Adam so much.
I love Adam and I love Clary because I want to hear about them having sex with chicks or getting stoned or doing all the wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I want. And A1, he won't shut up. He's got,
that's
you know,
true.
He just keeps going. He entertains me. That's what I need. You want to be friends with Drab? Come out to Glory Days and entertain me.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you're like?
What?
You're like a king. You're like a king.
Thank you.
You're
thank
holding
you.
Court and you're waiting for the jesters to come up.
Right.
And when you're bored of that jester, next!
Off with his head.
Off with your head.
All right, now let me ask you, Beth. How can I be friends with you?
That's a good question.
I have a hookup at a golf course.
I think liking golf is a prerequisite.
All right. So similar interests. I want different interests.
I want
a different interest.
I think similar interests.
Nope. We're different there.
We have to have something to bond over.
What do you? You talk about sports. You talk about the O's. You Jabby Burns.
No, you think we're talking about the O's?
I don't know.
No, You have to like radio.
Okay. All right. You can talk about Howard Stern. Anthony Cumia. Behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I need the latest one, Jim and Sam.
Okay. All right. So golf and riot radio.
Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't know. I don't have softball.
Working out. Similar interests. You're a similar interest guy.
Yes, I'm a similar interest guy.
But do you like to hold the court? Do you want to be holding court?
No, I like to be like third mic.
Okay.
I like to be third mic. I like to chime in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because people don't understand this. Like when we do the podcast and when we work on the show, we're performing.
We're performing. We're entertainers.
We're performing. Like I don't want to have to do that outside of the studio. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to feel like I'm on. Right?
I like that. I agree with that.
But I like being funny outside of the studio.
But you're talking about with listeners. What if he's not even a listener? What if he doesn't even know who the Junkies are?
Oh! You don't even know who the Junkies are.
Yeah, has no idea. I like friends like that. I don't have very many.
I'm sad that all my friends come
from work or listeners.
I'm trying to think. To be honest, that is a very sad thought. I don't think I have a friend that doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah, that is sad. Like my buddy Marcel, my neighbor. But the only reason he's my friend is because he's my neighbor and I met him. But he doesn't listen to the Junkies. He's doing his own thing. I mean, he knows who they are just because we're friends, but. He's not texting me like that was a great segment or great line there, Drav, or
hey, I'm LOL.
Yeah, we're into sports betting and things like that, so we'll chat about that.
That really depressed me.
I know, right?
Because I'm thinking about it.
I have one non-radio friend.
I don't have any non-radio friends.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with radio friends. I'll take more. I have zero. I have very limited friends.
My best friend came from the Junkies going on air. Valdez has no friends. Does someone want to be his friend?
Yeah. That's right.
And then, and you're right. It's because they asked me what I like, and I said I like golf, I like softball, I like drinking.
Yeah.
And 15 years later, we're still doing the same spot.
Yep. All right. Well, you want to be our friend, hit us up.
Let me know if you would be our friend.
Give us a little spiel.
This is what we would like. Why don't you tweet us at BitSeason, all right, and submit your friend resume.
Also, I'm not going, if you're in Maryland or D.C., I'm not going
to
be friends with you.
Yeah,
maybe
you
D.C.
Have to be, yeah, have to be
maybe D.C.
Close.
If you want to come down to Navy Yard and
chop it up.
We'll go to Duke's Grocery and get a burger or something. I might be willing to do that. But preferably, you live out in the suburbs in Virginia. Because I need someone to hang out with, like, on a weekend.
And you know what? Be similar to me.
Valdez wants someone similar. I want an entertainer. Please entertain me.
Wants an entertainer.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to BitSeason this week.
Yeah, that was a depressing end.
The depressing end. Check out our friends at don'tsleepenergy.com. You get 10% off of use the code BITTIES. And we will see you tomorrow morning on the Junkies. And don't forget about the BitSeason parlay on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Keep an eye out for it. We're going to buy you your groceries this weekend.
All right. Take care, everybody. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.